Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 83. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 63. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 70, cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 63.
Kansas, Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Labor and Bureau of Labor Statistics has released the latest unemployment numbers for the month of August in the state of Kansas, saying that unemployment rates ended up holding steady overall for the month of August, with the preliminary estimates reporting from the Labor Market Information Division that unemployment in Kansas for the month was sitting at near 3.8%. WIBW reports that that number is unchanged from the 3.8% that we had seen in Kansas for the month of July, and a slight increase from the 3.7% that we had seen from August of 2024. Overall, labor force participation in the state of Kansas increased to 67% for August, with seasonally adjusted jobs in the state decreasing by near 4,700 from the previous month. Overall, private sector job numbers did decrease by 1,300 in a month-over-month level, with government jobs decreasing by 3,400. The largest decrease in jobs was in trade, transportation, and utilities. Good American Network News.
Don't roll the dice on your next vehicle. Make the sure bet at Rusty Eck Ford. Like this 2024 F-150 XLT FX Black. Save $16,020 off MSRP. Was $66,510, now $50,490. Or a 2025 Bronco Sport, $239 per month, 36-month lease, 7,500 miles per year. MSRP $32,985. Or a 2025 F-150 starting at $48,975. Rusty Eck Ford has no payments until January 2026. 0% for 48 months on select new Fords. Over 200 SUVs to choose from. Visit us today at Rusty Eck Ford or online at rustyeckford.com. Stock numbers 214-2048-252-786. WAC plus taxes and fees. See dealer for details.
Kansas Tourism continues to win national awards for the Sunflower Program. As KSN News reports, the program did earn their gold award for the Bridging Communities category for the 2025 Educational Seminar for Tourism Organization Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. According to the Kansas Tourism Department, they say that the award recognizes tourism campaigns that help strengthen connection and boost local impact. As David Toland, Lieutenant Governor and Commerce Secretary for the state, released a statement regarding the Sunflower Summer Programs, saying that the Sunflower Summer Program helps families explore Kansas while supporting local economies, as he says that it, quote, sparks new journeys, fosters state pride, and fuels the entire tourism economy. As last summer alone, more than 705,000 Kansas residents used the program to visit more than 223 statewide attractions, as the initiative was honored earlier in the year with the e-Tourism Summit. The Tourism Department says they are looking forward to the 2026 summer program again. Mid-American Network News.
From scenic drives to cozy weekend getaways, make sure your tires are ready to handle whatever autumn roads throw your way. Now through September 23rd, get up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission and qualifying purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more at Mike's OK Tire. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals for complete details, void where prohibited. Complete details at Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a bad weekend for some across the state of Nebraska after health officials had issued a health alert for harmful algae blooms known as toxic blue-green algae at the Iron Horse Trail Lake in Pawnee County. KSNP Local Channel 4 reports that there has been a toxic blue-green algae warning for many different lakes around the state, disallowing individuals to go out and enjoy the last little bit of the warmer season, as Cub Creek Lake in Jefferson County and Rockford Lake in Gage County also remain on health alerts after being on alerts last week. Samples that were taken earlier this week from the lakes on alert measures above the threshold of 8 parts per billion of the total algae, which is a toxin released by certain strains of the blue-green algae. According to the health officials, they say that weekly sampling has been conducted at 56 different public lakes since the first week of May, as the lakes will continue to be monitored weekly through the end of September. Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every year, Hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week discussed the 2026 budget and three options they're considering. The county appraiser advised most personal property will become exempt first of the year with an estimated tax amount of $91,500 that will no longer be collected beginning for the 2026 tax year. The sheriff noted through the accreditation process it was discovered that the annex building west of Marysville is not adequate for evidence storage, as it's accessible by others. A conversation with Emergency Management and County Health Department will be initiated to survey needs for additional building construction for storage. A public hearing is set for September 29th at 9:30 a.m. for a request for a property tax exemption for a building expansion project at Waterville by Landall Company. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from the interim county administrator that only necessary road and bridge projects would be addressed through year-end in efforts to meet budget, and a survey of county equipment and future needs was being put together. A motion was passed unanimously to allow purchase of two trucks, not to exceed a cost of $90,000. A retirement reception for Nemahal County Treasurer Janelle Niehus is planned October 10th from 1:30 till 4:30. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved the 25-26 budget as published, reflecting a 4% decrease from the previous year, which results in a 2.47% increase in the tax request rate. In Jefferson County, Nebraska, the Steel City West Bridge was closed last week until further notice due to safety concerns. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County Sunday morning. Dalton J. Riggs, age 17, of Marysville, lost control on K-9 Highway around 9 a.m., went into a ditch and struck a field entrance a half mile west of V Road, rolling the vehicle several times. Riggs was the lone occupant in the single-vehicle accident and was transported to Stormont Vale Hospital in Topeka with suspected serious injuries. An injury accident was reported in Marysville September 12th. Keith M. Peaks, age 28, of Marysville, lost control of his motorcycle shortly after midnight on North 8th Street near City Hall. He was transported to CMH in Marysville. Up to 76 years in prison was the sentence for a Beatrice man, 28-year-old Austin Mine, charged in the death in August 2024 of a 4-month-old boy and sexual abuse of a 15-year-old girl. Arraignment for a Liberty man in another case was rescheduled. 31-year-old Timothy Irks is charged with intentional child abuse resulting in death, among other charges. He's being held in the Gage County Jail on $1 million bond on three felony counts. Community Memorial Healthcare will host a town hall meeting Tuesday to address the community healthcare needs assessment, with a lunch open to the public 11:30 until 1 at Marysville City Hall. Survey results and community input will be among discussion, with RSVP requested. Melvin J. Barron, age 91, of Diller, passed away September 15th. A funeral service is planned Tuesday, 10:30, from St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery. Curtis Meyer, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Melvin Barron. Norma J. Hurt, age 88, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Memorial service Friday, October 3rd, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Interment in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation October 2nd from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Norma Hurt. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, hamburger gravy, mashed potatoes, peas, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, garden blend, cranberry sauce, and a cookie. KNDY News Time 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Tuesday, mostly cloudy and cooler with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue throughout Tuesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers early on Wednesday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid 70s, then mostly clear skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Some sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Staying sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the lower 80s, and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still staying sunny and warmer throughout next Sunday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late September, 80. Record high on this date hit the century mark. The average low, 56, and the record low, 32. Sunset this evening at 7:30, sunrise in the morning at 7:12. Clear skies, 62 degrees this hour. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 22nd. Of September, first day of autumn.
Winless in New York City. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. Chiefs avoid an 0-3 start to the season. They pick up their first win. It's a 22-9 win over the Giants in the Sunday night game. Giants are still winless. So are the Jets. Tampa Bay rallies for a 29-27 win. Bucks have scored go-ahead points in the final minute of regulation in three straight games. Bucks one of six remaining unbeatens at 3-0. Eagles, who survive against the Rams by blocking a field goal try in the final play and returning it for a touchdown to beat the Rams, who led by as much as 19. Niners get a game-winning 35-yarder at the gun to beat Arizona and stay unbeaten. Chargers a 43-yarder at the end to beat Denver. Colts beat the Titans. They're 3-0 for the first time since 2009. Buffalo won on Thursday to start week three. Six teams remain winless. The two in New York, Tennessee, which lost to the Colts, Houston, a 17-10 loss to the Jags. Silver lining, perhaps, Texans are the most recent team to start 0-3 and make the playoffs. That was 2018. Saints are 0-3. They fall to Seattle by 31. Bears get their first win. They beat Dallas 31-14.
We just didn't play well. We really didn't, and told the guys that, you know, and this could be a humbling business. If you don't take care of business, you don't play well, then you're not going to win.
Dallas coach Brian Schottenheimer. Cowboys also losing CeeDee Lamb to an ankle injury in the second quarter. Browns get their first win, 13-10 over the Packers on a 55-yard walk-off field goal. Vikings rout the Bengals in the battle of backup quarterbacks. Steelers by a touchdown over the Patriots. A couple of touchdown passes for Aaron Rodgers. Baseball, this is the final week of the regular season. Cleveland has its 10-game win streak snapped, but they stay within a game of Detroit in the division. Mariners sweep the Astros. Cal Raleigh hits number 58. Reds win. Mets lose. They're essentially tied for the final wild card, but Cincinnati holds the tiebreaker. WNBA, Asia Wilson captures an unprecedented fourth MVP. Fever beat the Aces in game one of the semifinal series. Lynx over the Mercury to take the opener of their series.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
from ABC News Wall Street Now. Stock futures were lower overnight after a week that saw new records set for the major averages. The Dow Jones on Friday closed up 173 points at 46,315. The S&P tacked on 0.5% to end the week. The Nasdaq 0.7%. U.S. companies hoping to hire foreign workers may have to pony up after President Trump announced a new $100,000 application fee for H-1B visas. Tech companies frequently use the H-1B to attract talent from around the world. Jitters over American visa requirements had European stocks trading lower this morning, with carmaker stocks taking a big hit. Shares in Porsche dropped nearly 7% after the German luxury automaker slashed its 2025 outlook. Lawyers for Amazon will be in civil court in Seattle today. Federal regulators argue that the company has taken advantage of nearly 40 million customers with a process that makes canceling a Prime membership far too difficult. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. The Border Queen Harvest Hub is a community-based approach that creates economic opportunities for farms and ranches by establishing a physical system of production, processing, and distribution of local food that can be purchased by local, regional, and national consumers. Our very own Zach Mabe of the Mid-America Ag Network sat down with Jen, who works for Border Queen Harvest Hub, and he asked her to break it down a little bit more since they have been established since 2024.
The Border Queen Harvest Hub is a kind of a sister to Shop Kansas Farms, which are both owned by Kansas Farm Bureau. Our sole purpose is to help farmers. Farmers can get on to our site for free, and the sole purpose is to connect farmers to producers, distributors, and the consumers.
Okay.
So a consumer that wants to find fresh food that's in their area can just get on BorderQueenHarvestHub.com and find that.
He also asked her, what are the benefits of shopping within the state of Kansas outside of just bringing money into the state?
So what I have found, even though growing up in the area, is that I didn't know half of the things that were being sold in the area. So if you have chickens and you're selling farm fresh eggs, how are you doing that? How do you find out about it? Well, usually it's word of mouth or on a personal Facebook page. And so what about the people that don't know that you're doing that? So, you know, even though I have grown up in Sumner County, there were a lot of farmers in the area that I didn't know were selling these things. And it could be jams and jellies. It can be salsas. It can be bread. You know, it can be baked goods. It can be eggs, of course. And, you know, we've got all kinds of things on the hub. But our main rule is raised in Kansas, where there's ingredients that are raised in Kansas.
For Truck Driver Appreciation Day, Hamish Trucking Incorporated recognizes all truck drivers for their strong constitution, commitment to safety, dedication to service, and periods of personal sacrifice. Thank you. From Hamish Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, Commercial Trucking and Truck and Trailer Repair. Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to honor all professional truck drivers for their hard work and commitment in tackling one of the economy's most demanding and important jobs. Thank you. And drive safely. From the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, almost 50 years of service.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The annual K-State Beef Stocker Field Day is taking place on September 25th at the Beef Stocker Unit. K-State Extension Beef Specialist Dale Blassie highlights a few of the presenters and what their topics of discussion will be. He explains how the day will begin.
That'll get kicked off in the morning at 10 o'clock. With registration and coffee. We'll start our introductions at 10:30, and then we'll spend the entire morning really trying to get in to the dissection of what's ongoing in our beef cattle market, all the implications of high prices, low corn prices, pressures on the beef processing sector, and how that all those pieces of the puzzle fit together for folks that have maybe done very, very well getting out of the market with calves on hand, and then how do they figure going forward with everything that's going on with the high prices?
Blassie says who the next K-State presenter will be and what valuable pieces of information will be shared.
But Dr. David Renner, he's over in the vet school, and he's really reached out and working very closely with those of us over here in the animal sciences department and the College of Ag in total. He is a numbers guy. He goes back and he data mines. He's produced some amazing talent out of his laboratory. The guy is sharp as a whip, and he's going to be talking about how making treatment choices can reduce BRD and death loss.
After David Renter, attendees will have the chance to hear from an expert from the K-State Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory.
Well, Greg's over at the K-State Diagnostic Lab, and Greg, a very competent veterinarian, worked with him for several years. He's going to visit about filaria, which is a tick-borne disease. It's been on the news quite a bit. It's been shared somewhat around the state at some various previous meetings this summer, but being in the diagnostic lab, he kind of sees the results firsthand, and he has a really tactful, common sense approach to dealing with this issue and making producers aware of what the potential dangers of this particular disease can be.
That was K-State Extension Beef Specialist Dale Blassie with a preview of a few of the presentations at K-State Beef Stocker Field Day on September 25th. Learn more about the event and get registered by going to www.ksubeef.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Short run of cattle today. They will have a sale at Beantra 77 Livestock Sales with early consignments to include 18 red steers and heifers. They're weaned and spring vaccinated. They weigh 5.5 to 650 pounds. They will have other cattle expected by sale time and a pretty good listing of early consignments for next week's sale. Every Monday sale at Beantra 77 Livestock. Online at Beantra77Livestock.com.
The competition is really heating up among ice cream producers. We have the scoop on the industry's latest trends from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 22nd, the 265th day of the year. Hector Scott Bayo is celebrating a birthday on this first day of fall, and a patent for the ice cream cone was granted on this day in 1903. One of the most remarkable new ice cream trends is the emphasis on what's not in the carton. Hormone, lactose, and carb-free, no preservatives, no artificial flavors, non-fat and low-fat. The competition to market healthier ice cream is fierce, and the quest for ever more exotic flavors continues as well. Salty black licorice, garlic, and floral flavors like lavender and jasmine are a few flavors rising in popularity. Alcohol-infused ice cream is a growing trend, and there's even a jet black ice cream made with activated charcoal. Yet with all these innovations, America's favorite ice cream flavor remains vanilla. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
62 degrees this hour, right on seasonal lows, with seasonal highs in the middle 80s expected for today. Then a chance for scattered showers overnight with cooler temps tomorrow, highs only around 70. At the U.S. Constitutional Convention of 1787, Richard Bassett of Delaware attended diligently but made no speeches, served on no committees, and cast no critical votes. Or did he? Like several delegates of estimable reputation and talent, Bassett may have appeared to allow others to make the major steps, but was in fact one of the 5 signatories who signed the Constitution without officially serving in the Continental Congress. This Constitution Minute, provided by the Arthur Barrett Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution, in honor of Constitution Week.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab proudly salutes the nearly 50 million Americans who have triumphed over disability, serious injury, or illness to lead fuller lives. From the staff at Belleville Healthcare and Rehab, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was back in action for the Kansas Jayhawks after a bye week last week, where the Jayhawks ended up coming back strong, dominating the West Virginia Mountaineers and putting them at 3-1 for the regular season after the win over the Mountaineers with a 41-10 victory on Saturday. Overall, Jalon Daniels went 12-for-24 with 138 yards and 3 touchdowns under his belt for the game, with LaShawn Williams having 19 carries for the game, running a total of 129 yards and having a touchdown. Levi Wentz had a touchdown along with Bowden Grohn and Trey Lathan. The Jayhawks now have worked their way up into that number 5 slot for the Big 12 Conference, sitting 1-0 in conference play and 3-1 for that overall record. Their next back in action this coming up Saturday with an early game with kickoff at 11 a.m. back at home, taking on Cincinnati. It was a bye week for the Kansas State Wildcats. However, coming up this Saturday, they also have an 11 a.m. kickoff as they're at home as well, taking on the UCF Knights. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hi, this is Delana at Truck Stop. As summer winds down and autumn creeps in, you know that you can expect to see deer. Make sure you can see them and anything else in your path with lights from Baja Design, Vision X, Oracle, or KC Highlights. You can also protect the front of your truck or SUV with heavy-duty American-made bumpers or grill guards from vendors like Fab Fours, Ranch Hand, Weston, and others. Support your neighbors by shopping the options and getting our professional recommendations right here in Wichita. It's deer season at Truck Stop at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out. Truck Stuff.
Why do winners play at Seven Clans Casinos? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Clans has the only certified loose casino, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your Seven Clans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. Seven Clans Casinos have the area's own certified loose slots.
As we look at the fall athletic season for 2025 and spring of 2026, the head coach for the cross-country team at Kansas State University, Kate Buckton, says that she's excited to kick off her second season as head coach and says that she has made some changes compared to what she did for the first year as the head coach.
It's exciting. You know, year one versus year two is a big difference. Just being more comfortable with, you know, the team and the coaching staff and the administration and just everybody that is affiliated with this program. Year two is a lot easier. So it was a lot more exciting to come into this and really feel like we have a better grip on our athletes and just have a better understanding of them and what they're capable of. So, yeah, obviously with our returners, we established that relationship, you know, throughout last year. And then it was really this summer was about getting these newcomers and freshmen acclimated and getting to know them a little bit more in depth.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
High school football scores from Friday night. Marysville falls at Wamego 34-8. Clay Center handles Lewisburg 34-7. Rock Creek runs past Bonner Springs 68-0. Abilene squeaks by Concordia 27-23, and Riley County edges Chapman 21-0. In our Marysville Dental Care game of the week Friday night, Axtell runs past Chase County 54-0 on homecoming. Hanover does the same versus Washington County 60-0. Frankfort 46-0 over Solomon. Meanwhile, Clifton Clyde gets past Lynn 8-0. In 11-man action, Valley Heights takes care of Donovan West 33-14. Meanwhile, Centralia handles Onega 44-8.
Wamego Red Raiders got back on the winning track, defeating Marysville 34-8 Friday. Logan Fulton carried for two scores, passed for another two scores, and Chase Heffley added their last score on a 34-0 lead. Fulton would scamper 8 yards on their first score, 1 yard on their second effort, 8-yard touchdown pass to Dominic Falco, and then a 3-yard touchdown pass to Reed McGiffin. Chase Heffley again carrying for their fifth score. Marysville's final effort came with 4:29 remaining. Grady Schradle on a 12-yard quarterback keeper. Grant Heffley added the 2-point conversion to get on the board 34-8. As Wamego goes 2-1 on the season, Marysville winless 3 starts. Bulldogs kick off at Concordia Friday. Reporting for TNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
For the 55th
straight time, the Axel Eagles become victorious with a 54-0 win over Chase County on homecoming on a Friday night from Axel. It was all Eagles in this one as they jumped out to a 24-0 lead at the end of the first quarter and held on for the convincing 54-0 victory. Axel scored on 6 of 6 offensive possessions and even got a punt return for a touchdown of 50 yards by senior Colin Shaughnessy that made the contest 40-0 just start of the second quarter. Defense, the key again for the Eagles in this one as they hold Chase County 0-for-5 on fourth down conversions and even force a fumble late in the second quarter as this contest ends by mercy rule at halftime. Again, Axel winning their 55th straight contest, 54-0 over Chase County on homecoming here from Axel, Kansas. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20. With Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
KNDY.